Welcome to the GodShow.us Daily! In the left corner, 15,000 years of human wisdom. In the right corner, one question that hits like a folding chair. Tonight is not a drill.
The GodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one user's question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your personal belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question, when I realize I have been more committed to being needed than to being loved, what have I been protecting? So, maybe that is, why did I make myself load-bearing instead of just present? Or, what is so terrifying about being chosen for no reason? Or what happens to my identity if I stop being useful? However you hear it, this question has teeth. Let's see what 15 traditions do with it. Here is the through line that almost every tradition agrees on, which is rare and worth noticing. What you were protecting is not your heart. It is a structure you built around your heart so your heart would never have to audition. Judaism calls it a hostage negotiation you have been running on yourself. Existentialism says need gives you a ledger, and love gives you nothing to stand on. Taoism says being needed has a contract. Being loved has no such structure. And the contract felt like safety. It was not safety. It was a toll booth at the entrance to intimacy.
And to be fair, the toll booth works. You set the table, fill the cups, stay useful, and no one sends you away. Christianity says you were protecting the self that earns its bread. Epicureanism calls it the door, not the room. A person who is needed cannot be left without ceremony. That is not a delusion. That is a functional strategy. The problem is that it is also technically a trap you set for yourself.
Buddhism goes harder on this than almost anyone. It says you handed people bricks and called it generosity, and they accepted because the bricks were real and the giving was real, and still the room got smaller. That image is brutal because it is accurate. You were not faking the care was genuine. But underneath the care was a wall going up, and the wall was keeping out the specific thing you were trying to get closer to. Vedantic philosophy pushes even further. Trace the protector back far enough and it has no face, no location, no birthday. The one who needs to be needed is a story the mind tells.
Stoicism and Islam land on the same uncomfortable point from opposite directions. Stoicism says the opinions that built this fortress belong to whoever granted them, and they can revoke them before dinner. Islam says in sujood, forehead to the earth, the throne of indispensability just dissolves, because only God is truly self-sufficient. Both of them are saying the thing you built your identity on is borrowed. It was never yours to own, if you are aligned with either of those traditions. The practice they are each pointing to is surrender, not as defeat, but as the only move that actually works.
Pop culture Oracle came in with what sounded like a wrestling promo, which the counter and I both read twice, trying to figure out if it was a breakdown or a diagnosis. Honestly, it might be both. You can't be left if you're load-bearing. That is the line. It is not beautiful. It does not have the texture of Sufi wine imagery or Zen silence or Hinduism's Nachiketas walking to death's door and refusing the cattle and the 100 wives, just to ask what survives when everything functional is stripped away. But it is what 3 a.m. actually sounds like, which absurdism also names directly, the specific weight of wondering whether anyone would choose you if you stopped being useful. You were protecting the verdict because love requires no justification, and need does, and you chose the one you could earn. What gets protected is the option to never find out. Every tradition here in its own key is saying the same thing. The doorway with empty hands is survivable. Some of them think grace meets you there. Some think you just have to stand there anyway. Come back tomorrow and we will find out what the next question breaks open.
TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to Dean Yoke, YorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. TheGodShow.us is free, daily, and multilingual. If it is useful to you, subscribe wherever you get podcasts, and tell one person who has been setting too many tables. Today, 15 traditions looked at one hostage negotiation. A person had been running on themselves, and not one of them said the ledger was the answer. Some said, bow. Some said, trace the protector until it has no face. Some said, stand in the doorway. All of them said, the thing you were protecting was never the thing you actually wanted. We will remember that tomorrow when the next question arrives. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's Question of the Day.